The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Welcome back, friends. Saturday, it seems like it was just yesterday. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local. Saturday mornings, 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And I'm in Reno running the show from Carson City with the controls is Craig Moss. Hey, Craig, good morning.
John. How do you, is it overcast up in Reno as it is down here in Carson?
Yes, it is. It looks like one of those days, like the day before Christmas, when when it's purely winter weather. And so we have dark clouds up there, and it's a nice little breeze, and it looks very, very late year.
Well, and I was up at Lake Tahoe on Thursday for, an event at Tahoe Blue Event Center, announcing the name of the professional hockey team that will be up there starting in 2024, that's owned by Tim Tebow and one other gentleman.
Oh, I heard about that. They came up with a name, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, it's Tahoe Night Monsters.
Yeah. Why Night Monsters? What
no
do you
idea.
Wear scary masks and all that? What?
It's a very cool logo. Yeah, it's a very cool logo. But yeah, we're Tahoe Night Monsters. Yeah, you know, we know where Tahoe came from, but Night Monsters is...
Where the monster part come from.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. It sounds rather intimidating, Craig.
Well, I guess in hockey, when you're playing 36 home games, you want to intimidate your opponent. So.
Okay. You're playing next week, team. We're playing the Night Monsters. I like it. But anyway, I'm dressed for the weather. And of all the lies I tell myself, it's okay to leave the house like this. That's my favorite. I say that a lot lately as the TV neckties have not been touched in, oh my gosh, over
Yeah,
two
I saw
years
the sweatpants
now.
On the camera, so, you know.
Yeah, it's the same old
At least you put long pants on. I mean, the weather kind of necessitated that.
And I wear it here because the wife hates it. She's buying me new. I don't want new clothes. I have new clothes. I haven't worn yet. But I just feel comfortable in the old stuff. That is me. It's one of the lies I tell myself. It's okay to leave the house like this. All right, what's going on? Enough about me. Okay, first off, well, Nevada fired its football coach after his second 2-10 season. In 2 years, his record was 4-20. That's right, 4-20. Now the young people, I got their attention, 4-20. He was the sixth football coach there since 2020. What's the problem there? Somebody cry uncle and call Chris Ault. And they have to pay him off $1 million. That's $27,778 a month through December 2026 because the coach had a 5-year contract. Is that typical? That to me, I was surprised to hear that. I thought coaches were like 2-year, you know, 5-year contract. So they have to pay them off. And meanwhile, Nevada's Board of Regents in charge of higher education announced at about the same time this happened, they announced a 5% hike in student registration fees. They announced this with the firing. It's kind of bad timing.
Yeah. But something with this is one doesn't actually pay for the other because football, the football team and the coaches and the events, they're paid by the attendance. They're not paid by the tuition that the students pay.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Still, yeah.
But this is the largest one-year increase for student fees since 2012. And folks, this is one of the things of where your inflation comes from right here. Largest one-year increase student fees since 2012. This is to pay, by the way, for an increase in teacher salaries. That's like 10 to 12%, I heard. In addition, there's going to be a 1.8% hike in student fees next fall, 2.7% hike in 2025. getting back to the coach. Yeah, new coach. A 5-year contract. At Channel 2, I always got a 2-year contract, and they always waited until the last minute to renew me. I think I had a 2-10 season record there, too. today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Sparks is going to be celebrating 36 years of tradition with its hometown Christmas parade. Yes, and Sparks, they still call it Christmas. Good on you. But today you can see the marching bands, the costumes and floats going east to west on Victorian Avenue from Pyramid Way today, 1 o'clock. Been there many times for the parade. It's very special. You know, wife and I just came back from Las Vegas. We flew Southwest last night. The night before the flight, I forgot to check in for the flight. I've done that before. This check in the night before is like an accident waiting to happen. Since, you know, I don't know about you, I'm not quite used to it. I mean, I've been flying Southwest since the 70s, and this is a recent thing with the internet. You used to get to the airport as soon as possible so you'd be in Group A, you know. It's not like that anymore. If you forget to check in the night before online, you know, you're sitting in the back by the bulkhead. So the next morning, I go to the app to check in. I checked in, and I see boarding Group C. That is hell on earth, my friends. So I got Group C, of course, which, it's either the middle, but usually it's the very back against the restroom, I think. And you'll likely have to check your bag because at that point, all the overheads have been used already. Southwest does Group A, B, and C. That's like in India, where they have a caste system. They do have something somewhat new. I haven't flown them for a while, but you can pay to upgrade to Group A. It's another $40 or so. Oh, my gosh, it is a caste system. But I do like Southwest. It's a wonderful airline, and I have nothing against it. I do miss how generous they used to be with their drink tickets. They would send you some in the mail now and then just because they were a cool company. I miss the bags of peanuts. They don't do those anymore. Stewards, they used to give you like 5 of those bags at a time. Now it's tiny pretzels. Just not the same. And they used to give the kids the little plastic wings to pin on their shirt. All that's gone. And I do miss the conversation pit seats that Southwest had, where in the middle they had these 2 rows of seats facing each other. And I really had a good time, you know, meeting and talking to people. I never liked the aggressive jockeying and the jostling and the grabbing for your seat thing when you get on the plane. That they still do that. You know, give me, I mean, even if it's a so-so seat, just give me a ticket with a seat number on it. I'll go sit there and relax. I don't want to get on there and compete for a seat. You know, then you got to negotiate with people. You know, the families wanting to sit together. And there are people who don't do that. They grab a seat, they put their hoodie up, their headphones on, and they look down on the floor, you know. And then there's the single folks. They take the window seat and they put their bag on the middle seat as a message. You see, stuff like that is what set off the crazy, you know, like the yelling woman who went viral. Now, crying children on a plane, that does not stress me out. I cut kids that age some slack. I feel bad for the embarrassed parents, actually. You know, you see the mom or dad with a crying child, and I feel sorry for him. You know, it's a handful. Adults, I get bothered by, but kids, no. I have much more patience for children and old people, not so much adults. Oh, my gosh. We had a lady wearing pajama pants on our flight. I guess the adults who, the worst ones, the adults who get like a big takeout meal from some airport restaurant and they bring it on board and they're traveling by, you know, like they're traveling by bus and they eat it in their lap and they're sitting next to you. That gets on my nerves. I don't mind a sandwich made at home, but if it's something that needs a utensil, just don't bring it on the plane. But anyway, we saw the Raiders play Kansas City last Sunday. Craig, when's the last time you went to an NFL game?
Let's see. It would have been 1976 Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl.
That's about me. That's mid-70s, yeah. Buffalo Bills game.
Minnesota Vikings, Oakland Raiders.
All right, so ever since then, you and I, we've been catching these games on TV. The thing is, and I know everything is bigger in your mind when you think of the past and you go back to your high school or your college decades later, you see how smaller everything is compared to how you remember. I was shocked and amazed how small this football field was. And I was in row 18. So I see how TV uses quite the fishbowl lens. It's almost like an optical illusion. 50 yards is not that far. It looked like a TV studio game show version of the NFL.
If you actually look at in Reno, the standard city block is 500 feet, which is 200 feet longer than a football field.
Yeah.
So it's less than a block.
Why didn't I add this up in my head beforehand? I couldn't believe it. They don't have far to run. It's so a scam. It's still a good game, though. The Raiders lost, which, okay, I wasn't really happy about that. Raiders lost, and the whole stadium smelled like chicken and $14 cans of beer. That was my experience.
Actually let people have cans? Normally they say no glass or bottles. Or cans or bottles.
Oh, you're right.
Have to pour
them
in a cup.
They were cups. You're right. $14 cups. I'm sorry. I did make the rare decision to stay in downtown Fremont Street Hotel, and my reason was not to party, but I like being around historic Las Vegas, and I booked a historic casino hotel room that was originally built in 1906. It was one of the original 10 hotel rooms of the Golden Gate. Unfortunately, my wife does not share the same love for history that I do, and I had to find a suite fast, or she was leaving, and I did. And, okay, I got to wrap up my Vegas review.
Yeah, I was going to say, the guests are piling up out in the lobby right now, so.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Well, I'll talk about this later. Nobody wants to talk about me and my travels and things like that. One thing I wanted to mention, of course, the big story, I guess, national news. We had, he was ousted. Santos ousted from the House. House voted 311 to 114 in favor of the expulsion. Who are these 114? That's what I'd like to know. I thought this expulsion was the one thing that would bring our two political sides together if 114 people wanted him to stay.
Yeah, right. That's going to happen.
And this is only the third expulsion in the House since the Civil War. With all the not-so-straight arrow congressmen and the dirty dealings and things like that, I'm shocked. This is only the third since the Civil War somebody's been expelled from the House. Now, Menendez, is he staying in the Senate? And what's the latest? You know, Mr. Gold Bars, the senator who was stashing all these donations and buying his wife a Mercedes with campaign contributions and bought the gold bars. What's he up to? I don't know, because the media has totally ignored that case, which I think is a lot more severe than the George Santos thing. Anyway, the usual dirty dealings in D.C. We have a lot of stuff coming up. I tell you ahead of time before we get to our guests, but at 10:30, mark it down, 10:30 this morning, we're going to open phone lines and talk the debate Thursday night between DeSantis and Newsom. Yes, we heard all the reviews on TV and all, but we haven't really heard what the locals here in Northern Nevada, who really know this, how the state of California really is in. We haven't heard Nevadans chiming in on what they thought. 10:30 this morning is when I'll do that. We'll open the phones for another question that was on Reddit this week. If you could change one thing about Reno, what would it be? And where in Reno is your favorite offbeat food? That was another top Reddit question, and people bringing up, where can I find boiled peanuts and fried pickles? Well, we're going to find this stuff, you know, ethnic food that newcomers are used to having in California. Who's cooking those items here? We're going to track it all down. We're going to do that sometime between 11 and noon. But if you have something to say about that debate Thursday night, 10:30 this morning, we'll take the calls on it. for locals. So keep your radio on us. We'll take your calls later. Up next, Reno's new combination cookie shop, archery range, and virtual shooting center. Yes, it's opening in Reno. That's next on, I'm John Potter. It's next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 921.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. I'm John Potter. First guest, Dustin Great is opening up the Cookie Plug Indoor Archery and Firearm Simulation Range. What? Is this somebody pulling my leg here? A combination. Oh, by the way, hi, Dustin.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good, good, my friend.
Good.
Lots of questions here. Okay, it's a combination cookie place, indoor archery, and a fire simulation range in under one roof?
It is all under one roof, yes.
So I assume you are a person who loves the bow and arrow, a little shooting, and also cookies, right? Are these your like three favorite things?
Totally.
tell me your history. Now, Dustin is Reno born and raised. I don't know if you folks remember when Channel 2 did the Reno Survivor show. It was a version of Survivor, and they did a local version. And Dustin was in that show. That's where I remember his face. Did you win it?
Or? I didn't. I ended up second place with it. The gal that was with me ended up winning it.
So you're a rather athletic person, obviously. It was strenuous. Tell me about what inspired you to put cookies, bows and arrows, and a firearm simulation range together. And do you think it'll fly in Reno?
Well, you know, everybody loves sweets. Everybody loves cookies. And Cookie Plug Reno is unique. It's their big cake cookies. They're about the size of a hockey puck, a little bit larger, cake style. And we've got 12 different styles of cookies.
Why is it called the Cookie Plug?
Cookie Plug came from the franchise.
It's a franchise.
It is a franchise, yes, sir.
Do you have it like in Sacramento or?
Sacramento, California.
People will be familiar with this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually the 48th store, and we have exclusivity, so we're going to have three different stores here in Reno.
What's special about the Cookie Plug compared to other cookie shops or bakeries besides the size of these products you have?
The size of them, the taste, they're amazing. They're thick. They're like a cake, you know, like a cake cookie.
So like a hockey puck?
Yeah. Yeah, they're big and thick. They're 60 grams. So if you were to take a scale, you know, they're 60-gram cookies.
How did this company start?
Eric came from making cakes back in the day, and then he opened up a taquito rolling, and he wanted to do cookies, so he canned it all and went into cookie making.
And he thought people would like little cakes, and he was right, and it became a success.
Yeah, and big success, very fast growing franchise. It's all over the states.
What kind of flavors and things are these cookies?
Oh my gosh, we got OG, we got Nutty OG, we've got a Firecracker, which is my by far favorite. It's kind of like a s'mores cookie. Ecstasy, which is a double chocolate. We got a Pink Elephant. We got a Velvet, which is a purple. It's called Purple Haze, and we got a new one called Good Love. That's a pink velvet. We got a Mac Daddy that I think we're not going to do anymore, and some keto options.
Are you a baker?
I'm not a baker. We get ours shipped in, and they're in out of the oven within 16 minutes. You have fresh hot cookies.
Outstanding. it's funny. I haven't heard of it, but I imagine a lot of people in Sacramento and such have. How does this mix in with archery and the firearm simulation range?
We wanted to do basically the ultimate date night. You know, people go out and they want to throw axes, do axe throwing downtown, do stuff like that in Reno. And we saw the need out South Reno to do more of a family-friendly environment and do some sort of a date night or, you know, kids' birthday parties. It's totally set up for it. I'm an archery coach. I coached over at Wasting Arrows for the longest time. I've got a travel team that we do archery with. And this is made for their Genesis bows, their low-poundage bows. You can bring your regular bow in. You can shoot ghosts and goblins and targets and dinosaurs, and it's projected onto a 3D screen, and it's a full
It's a digital archery range.
It's a digital archery range. You actually shoot bows and arrows. You shoot Genesis bows, real arrows into a target wall, about 15 yards, and it's all projected on there. It shows you where you hit, you know, and you can play games. You can do four people at a time, do a full game night.
And it's actual arrows. The only thing different really is the target then, right?
No, it's actually a target wall. You know, it's just projected.
Target wall.
It's projected onto a target wall, and it's got a sensor in there, so it reads where the arrow hits, shows you where you hit, and then we play a bunch of different games. I mean, any game you can possibly think of, we have.
And firearm simulation.
Yeah, it's called Laser Shot. It was developed many years ago for the military, for law enforcement. We got shoot, don't shoot scenario type things, and then a lot of it is, again, based on a date night, on game nights, you know, so we got plate challenges and pirate ships and zombies and the old Hogan, the old Hogan's Alley game that we used to play on Atari back in the day, depending on how old you are, you know. So, you know,
this the first of its kind?
It is.
Anywhere.
It is. We are the first to build something like this.
Where in South Reno is it going to be?
748 South Meadows Parkway. So it's out by Smith's in the Double Diamond, Double R, South Meadows. So right between Grateful Gardens and Pisces Sushi. Same parking lot as Dutch Brothers.
When are you opening?
Yeah, December 9th, we have our grand opening.
That's real soon.
Next Saturday.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk about this. Folks, call in if you'd like to ask Dustin a question about the either cookies, archery, firearm simulation. Sounds super cool. 884-9910. One more break with Dustin Great, who's going to be opening up soon, the cookie plug and archery and firearm simulation. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:31.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, 884-9910, live and local every Saturday morning. Guest Dustin Great for another segment, opening up next Saturday. At this time, next Saturday, opening up the grand opening of the Cookie Plug indoor archery and firearm simulation range. And the cookies themselves are like nothing you've ever had, shape-wise and taste-wise, and wild flavors, too. So Dustin Great, Dustin Great is opening this up. We're going to be there opening it up with him, broadcasting live. Hope you can stop on by there on Meadows. So this is fascinating to me because you had you spent your whole life here. So obviously you've done a lot of things and you've had a lot of interesting you have a fascinating past. You were 9 years in law enforcement?
Yes, sir.
And was that gratifying to you?
I loved it, man. I mean, law enforcement was a great time, and I wrestled all the way through high school, and you know, did that and had a great time wrestling, and then I went into jiu-jitsu. And my brother owns the Gary Gray Jiu-Jitsu here in town, so I'm a black belt there. Spent some time on the mat there. And
you're still kind of involved with the law because you're also a private detective.
I am. I own Great Detections, private investigations here in town. Been doing
Great
that for,
Detections.
Yes, sir.
What kind of cases do you do?
I do a lot of major criminal defense work. We do background checks. We do surveillance work. We do asset checks. There's a lot of nothing we don't do, actually.
And you're also a school resource officer.
I do.
At Bishop Minogue.
I volunteer my time as a school resource officer at Bishop Minogue High School, and I also coach their archery team over there.
How's our school system doing?
It's our school system.
Okay. Well, good answer. Good answer. And law enforcement, you know, we had a tragedy with the two troopers.
Terrible.
In the Las Vegas area, and I kind of wrote something for that I'm going to be reading, I think, at about 11:30 this morning. But I've talked to a lot of law enforcement officers over my career in reporting. And so I just want folks to hear that, because I think these two should be talked about a lot and remembered. Flags are at half staff over this. And we have some Reno officers who are wearing the black stripe, the mourning badges, over what happened Thursday in Las Vegas. You're going to have Santa at the Cookie Plug.
We are. December 16th, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, from about 6:30 to 8:30.
You're going to have Santa there? Did you give him a background check?
I tell you. Got to check Santa out. Mrs. Claus verified for him, so we're good.
Do you have a full staff? Are you hiring?
I do. We have a full staff. We got a bunch of, we got a couple managers. We got a bunch of kids, actually, you know, that are, you know, high schoolers that have graduated and right in that 18 years.
How hard was it to find people to work?
You know, actually, it was very easy. We have a plethora of people that came in and wanted it. When we were doing the construction, we actually had a QR code up on the window that you could scan all the way over from Dutch Brothers, and it would give you right to the application. It was great.
Is that how they do it now?
Yeah, it was a digital application, and right away, man, we just had a flood of applications.
Why do you think that is? Because the story I hear is totally opposite.
I agree. I mean, my wife and I, you know, when we decided to do this and open this up, that was our biggest fear. We're like, where are we going to find employees?
And how are you going to get them to stay? Because I've heard they work half a day and you never see them again after lunch.
I think it's the cookies.
Oh, it's the cookies. That's something in them, huh? Okay, so what? This is a package deal when you walk in. That you like buy a hour's worth of entertainment at the archery range and also the firearm simulation range?
Yeah, you know, it's you can come in and buy cookies. You know, it's the same entrance. You come into the cookie plug and you make a left turn. You can come into the archery range and the laser shot. And like I said, we want to make it kind of the date night thing. You know, come in, have a good time, bring your kids, have birthday parties. You know, We have cookies right there. You don't need to bring any sweets. We got you covered.
This is pure family, right? You don't have alcohol.
No alcohol. Very family friendly. That's what we wanted to focus it on. I give back to our community a lot for our kids.
You see, even Chuck E. Cheese has alcohol.
Right?
You are more family than Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, my gosh.
Very family friendly.
And I'm going to have a ball there. We're going to be broadcasting live next Saturday.
We have a great deal for Saturday. For anybody that comes, you buy 4, get 8 free. You walk out with 12 cookies for the price of 4 cookies.
Well, I'm kind of worried because, okay, you have an indoor archery with a target wall. Where are you putting me?
Depends on how nice you are.
I don't want to be a target, man, I'll tell you. Okay, and you provide, now the firearm simulation range, you have the laser guns.
Yep, we have everything you need.
And what do they do? You point to something if you have a target?
It's a point and click system, you know, with feedback right there. Like, you know, the plate challenges, you hear the plate, you hear the ting, 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 or, you know, the zombies, if they're coming at you, bah, you know, I mean, they're all falling over. It's very real to life. It's very, you know, Xbox, you know, friendly.
Are there prizes if you hit high scores?
No prizes, but we're going to be giving out a bunch of, you know, swag for the cookie plug. And
do you keep track of people's scores?
Because, yeah, actually, you know, it's like a video game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just like the video game.
You bet.
Right?
It's got high scores. And
how many different flavors of cookies?
We have 12 different flavors of cookies, and we have special cookies each month, you know, like pumpkin spice would be for Christmas, you know, or whatnot. But, you know, each month we come out with a new special flavor.
As long as you make cookies, don't you make cakes?
We do make cakes.
Are they like? Because the cookies are, like, as you said, very thick. They're like hockey pucks. What are your cakes like?
So each cookie is about 60 grams, so you can figure they're, you know, about the size of take a softball and squish it flat, you know, into about a quarter, you know, a half inch, you know, thick. So that would be one cookie. There are 7 cookies made up for a cake. So we take 7 of those and smash those down and make those into the cake cookies.
I just can't imagine why you've picked this as a business. Did you go to California and experience the cookie plug there and say, oh, this is a winner? I've got to bring it to Reno. Was it that kind of an experience for you, Dustin?
You know, my wife and I were looking to do something, to do some investments, and this was a thing. I had a friend in Vegas that went to a cookie plug in Vegas, and she called and said, hey, you should check this out. And we got online and talked to the franchise people, and it was a no-brainer. You know, it's even during COVID, I asked them, I said, how did you guys do during COVID? And their answer was, everybody has got to eat.
So you went to the cookie plug stores before?
I did. I visited several of them. We did training down in L.A. At one of the cookie plugs. So I've been to several of them. You know, and every time we go to Vegas, I drag friends into it. Now I get to drag them all into my store.
The space that you're opening up in on Meadows, you said it was by...
Right between Grateful Gardens and Pisces Sushi. If anybody's familiar with the Reno area, it used to be the old Full Pedal where they did the indoor Peloton.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you what was there before. Okay. Got it. And a lot of traffic there at Meadows.
Yeah, it's a busy place. And, you know, Dutch Brothers, I was talking to them last night. They cannot wait for us to open, you know, come in, get their coffee and come back, get their cookies or cookies and coffee. So
it's Dutch Bros, though, isn't it?
Dutch Bros, yeah.
Oh, they kept correcting me at Channel 2 over there. It's Dutch Bros.
It's Dutch Bros, yeah.
Gosh.
And we're going to have lots of options for getting it out to the schools for fundraisers and everything like that. So hit us up.
Are you going to sell me some stock?
Heck yeah.
Doing a great sales job here. Is your wife working at the cookie plug?
Yeah, too? We're both going to be in and out. You know, that's not our main jobs. You know, she's got another job here in town too. And obviously so do I. And, you know, we want to give the opportunity for employment. You know, so that's.
Well, God bless you, man. You are pure Reno.
I love it.
You never lived anywhere else in your whole life, did
nope.
you?
Born and raised here, and yeah, I love it here. You know, we love the outdoors. Anything you can do in Reno, you can get lost in 40 minutes and search and rescue would never find you. You know, it's a great town.
You're not one of these bitter guys that talks about what it used to be like and how
no.
It's changed.
Yeah, and it's changed. You know, we live
out
south.
Of course, you're
too
young to really notice, you kids. But it's a great addition. A great addition to our community. Dustin, great. All right. Anything else I missed, my friend?
That's all I can think of. Come on down. December 9th is our opening day. Grand opening will be open at noon. And then the 16th, we have Santa coming, you know, and bring your kids. It's family friendly. The cookies are family friendly. The archery, the laser shot, everything is just, it's the ultimate date night, ultimate birthday party.
All right. I'll be there
time.
At 9 o'clock. Is that when the doors open?
No, I think you're going to be there at noon.
What? Oh, I'll be there at noon. Oh, I haven't checked my email. Okay, that's me. All right, my friend. Well, great. I'm happy to spend more time there. That's
perfect.
Great. Awesome. Dustin, great. Folks, the cookie plug opening up there at, what's the exact address?
748 South Meadows Parkway.
748 South Meadows Parkway. Come on by, have some fun, and I'll meet y'all there after 12 noon next Saturday at the cookie plug. That the whole name of the place is the Cookie Plug Indoor Archery and Firearm Simulation Range, right?
Yep. It's two different businesses. We got the Cookie Plug, and then we have the On Target 3D Simulations.
Got it. Oh, man, this will be great. See you there next Saturday, Dustin. Thanks for coming up, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Okay. Safe talk for teens. We're going to talk about them next. Don't forget, 10:30, we're going to take calls from locals about the Thursday night debate. Also, what I wrote about the troopers who lost their lives in Las Vegas, and also what the people on Reno Reddit are talking about and what you are talking about at 884-9910. But we're going to open up the phone lines at 10:30 this morning. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 946.
Is FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, live and local every Saturday morning in the studio. This time we have Joe Dufer, who co-runs, I guess, Safe Talk for Teens in this area. They are life coaches for teens, actually kids 8 to 18 years old, and they offer life-changing skills free of charge. I'm thinking these days that's probably needed now more than ever. Am I right? Joe, introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, first of all, very much for having me, John. I appreciate it. Yes, I'm the executive director of Safe Talk for Teens, mm-hmm. a local nonprofit early intervention and prevention resource program,
yeah.
which we started in 2013 after my career as a juvenile probation officer for 26 years.
Yeah, you had a sports career too, right?
Yes, I was involved in athletics all my life and played primarily football and baseball and then went on to college here at UNR to play football.
And look at you. You got your Wolfpack hat on here.
That's right. Still supporting the pack.
Still? Any words to say about the coach situation?
Well, it's a catch-22. I don't know Coach Wilson personally, but I've heard a lot of great things about him, particularly from friends of mine that played for Coach Wilson, and they have
utmost
respect for him.
Yeah, I've heard some positive things about him talking to people, and there are some people who are talking about a bit of a lack of support from the University of Nevada when it comes to coaches for the football team. But we're not here to gripe about that, are we? Okay, so you had a cool sports career. You had your own journey of discovery. Joe, what was that?
Well, like all of us, you know, we go through our trials and tribulations. And as a young kid, I had some challenges. You know, my parents were divorced when I was 10 and a half. And unfortunately, I turned to one of those negative coping tools that we talk about in our program, which was alcohol. The others are drugs, violence, self-harm, and suicide. And, of course, we try to steer kids away from those. So, yeah, unfortunately, I started drinking at a very young age. I had access to it. I was sneaking down to the basement where my parents kept the alcohol. My parents owned the...
How old were you at this time?
I was 10.
10?
10 years old.
Okay, I wasn't so bad after all then.
So I started basically stealing alcohol from my parents. They owned the Overland Basque restaurant down in Gardnerville.
The Overland. Okay, I knew your parents.
Wow,
yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, I remember when your dad died and your mom was running the place.
Wow.
So I was there during that period. I think that was 80s, I think. But I've been going there since the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my dad passed away in 74.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an example of life happening when we have traumatic events in our lives. So, unfortunately, you know, I had great parents. But I unfortunately turned to those negative coping tools, as I mentioned. And It got pretty serious. I developed a tolerance of a six-pack of beer by the age of 11 and a half after my father died. So fortunately for me, sports and God saved me. I was put back on the right track. So that's kind of why I do what I do in this program, because I've been there, done that, and having worked with thousands and thousands of kids as a juvenile probation officer, I realize how important it is to be armed with positive and healthy coping tools instead
of
turning to the negative ones.
Why it's important is there are many, many, many kids who have the same experience. I mean, you grew up in a town, Gardnerville, my gosh, was sleepy back in the 70s, and there wasn't a whole lot for kids to do.
Right.
And it really comes down to what kind of friends you pair up with that influence your decisions. So how does your program, Safe Talk for Teens, how does it actually work on kids? Kids are really hard to get through to. How do you do it?
Absolutely. So where it all starts is we have partnered with schools in the school district, and school counselors and administrators identify the early warning signs of kids, absenteeism, their grades are slipping, you know. Their gait may be a little different, you know, the way they carry themselves. So they refer those kids to us. We meet with the kid and the parents, the first appointment, and we focus on positive and healthy coping tools to cope with those negative emotions that we refer to as anger, sadness, stress, depression, and anxiety, which we all experience and we all need coping tools for. So it's not just kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we help them establish also a good foundation for good decision making, turning to their values, and they write down a list of their values so they understand how their decisions have either a positive or negative impact on their values. And then we get into some goal setting with them so that they have some direction and motivation in life. And lastly, we provide a safe and confidential place for them to come talk to us and open up, because we understand that many kids don't feel comfortable talking to their parents about some things or anything, but they confide in us, and you know, we're really able to help them and get them moving in the right direction.
You get the teens to be in Safe Talk from parents who reach out to you. What is the cost of this for teens?
Well, believe it or not, it's completely free. We're grant funded.
Mm-hmm.
We have some fantastic foundations that support us, as well as businesses and some individuals that help us keep the lights on.
Do you meet with the kids and the parents both, or just the kids?
So the first appointment, we meet with both the kids and the parents, because it's important that the parents understand what we're trying to accomplish here, and they reinforce the positive behaviors at home. Plus, we understand that it all happens in the family unit, both good and bad. Mm-hmm. And we challenge the parents as well. So we want to improve. One of our goals is to improve the relationships between kids and parents. So we have an exercise whereby we can certainly get them on the right path.
As I said, I think these days this is probably needed now more than ever. And why is that, really? I mean, it's different nowadays, and it's tougher on teens.
It is different. It's social media that the kids have to contend with that, fortunately, we did not. It's the pandemic, the biggest challenge that we've ever known to kids, and we're still experiencing some of the negative trickle effects that's had on kids, you know, isolating themselves in the rooms, et cetera, and being fearful to go back to school, et cetera. So these are all mental health issues that we're talking about. I've got to be straight. We're life coaches. We are not therapists or counselors, mm-hmm. but we do act as a portal for other services in the community. So if kids do have a need beyond our scope, whether it's suicidal ideation evaluation or substance abuse evaluation, if they're getting heavy into drugs, we're certainly going to refer them to the specialists in the community.
All right. Free program, parents. If you have a troubled teen, how do they reach out to you to sign their teens up?
Good question. So it's real simple. Just give us a call at 775-823-2700. Or you can access our website at safetalkforteens.org. And you can actually schedule an appointment online.
God bless you, my friend, to do this.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, folks, it's Safe Talk for Teens, Life Coaches for Teens, 8 to 18 years old. The website again?
safetalkforteens.org.
Joe, God bless you again, my friend. Let's keep in touch. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News. Reverse Mortgage Time is up next after